A new proposal from the Massachusetts Teachers Association, the Teachers Union, to link teacher assessments to student test scores is already running into controversy in Boston. Boston School Superintendent Carol Johnson is pushing the Boston Teachers Union to agree to use student MCAS scores to help evaluate teacher effectiveness. But Boston Teachers Union President Richard Stuttman is expressing reluctance. We spoke with him just a few minutes ago and asked Richard Stuttman if he opposes the idea and why.
We have been negotiating this concept, and we've rejected much of what the school department has offered, and the school department's plan is not as fully fleshed out as the MTA's plan. And we look forward to continuing the conversation with the school department. So in other words, we're looking for evidence that this works, long story short.
You've expressed skepticism. In the Globe this morning, you're quoted as saying, if we're not sure that the MCAS student achievement test is good for students, then it's hard to say we think it should be used for a teacher performance. Explain that.
Well, on a couple of levels, if I may. The MCAS may or may not inform student growth. And the prevailing wisdom, at least among teachers, I would suggest people are very skeptical of the MCAS as a student indicator. To make the next leap to say it should be a teacher indicator, in effect what the MTA is suggesting, I think removes us one more step from reality, because if it doesn't measure accurately student growth, how can it then be used to measure accurately teacher growth? That's what I was saying. In a long-winded way right now, and in a short quote in the Globe, that's essentially what I was saying. And because we think a child should be gauged or assessed on a multiple of measures, we also think a teacher has to be assessed on a multiple of measures. Now, if we wanted to take a look at a way of truly measuring student performance, but not necessarily relying on a standardized test, we're open to talking about that as part of a general process. We're not open to talking about a cut and dry, the MCAS will be 50% of your grade, even if it's the MCAS growth model, because you can't, if the MCAS itself is suspect, then the growth model, too, is suspect.
Let me ask you this question. The head of the MTA, the Massachusetts Teachers Association, told us yesterday, in this area that you're talking about right now, that he thinks change in the area of teacher evaluation is inevitable, so he thinks that the unions should try to shape that. Respond.
Well, he said change. I don't think we disagree with the concept of change. I think the question in the acid test is what kind of change. I mean, it's fine for Paul Toner to speak for his membership and say what he wants. We have no objection to that. We have our own thoughts on the matter, and we have been involved in these discussions. I think it's very easy to jump on the bandwagon now of change for the sake of change, student tests or more tests for the sake of more tests, without answering the question as to whether or not this stuff actually works. I bet you if you asked teachers around the Commonwealth if they think this works, I'm not saying if they think it's inevitable, I ask them if they think it works, you'll get a resounding no. And that includes Paul Toner's members and our members.
What would you say to someone who might interpret your remarks this morning as a reluctance and further interpret them as, well, it's just another teachers union protecting its turf?
Well, that has become, unfortunately, in this climate, the easy way to dismiss legitimate criticism. You will not find a teacher in Boston who is afraid of being evaluated. You will not find a teacher in Boston who is afraid of being judged. You will find teachers in Boston who say, listen, this isn't the way to do it.
Boston Teachers Union President Richard Stuttman, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition this morning.
All right. Nice to talk to you.